For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. A former educator with ASUBB returns to become the newest chancellor in the ASU system. Dr. Jennifer Methvin accepted the position of chancellor for ASUBB in July. She tells about her goals as the new chancellor and a little bit about herself in this interview. In this interview for A-State Connections, I started the interview by welcoming her to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. I'm very, very excited to be back home at ASUBB and starting a new academic year.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You said back home, so obviously you've been here at ASUBB before. Kind of tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind, please.
Absolutely. Except for the past 4 years where I served as president of Crowder College in Neosho, Missouri, actually my entire professional career otherwise has been in the state of Arkansas. And as a fresh young person out of graduate school, I had the privilege of Dr. Ruth Couch, who was head of the English department here at ASUBB at that time when I got out of graduate school. She was the first person to put me in a community college classroom, and that's where I fell in love with community college work and have been doing that work since then. And then I had the privilege from working as an adjunct here at BB to get to go to the Newport campus, which is now a part of the ASU system as well, and help really start that community college in Newport. And so I owe a lot to Dr. Ruth Couch and her love for teaching English and her exposing me to the wonders of a community college classroom.
So tell us, how does it feel to be the new chancellor of ASUBB?
Well, this is just a fabulous institution. You know, it's the oldest comprehensive community college in our state. Last year celebrated 90th anniversary. Our geography is just so wonderful here in central Arkansas. We have such thriving communities like BB and Cabot and Searcy and Heber Springs and Jacksonville, just a fantastic service area. Such talented faculty and staff who are so dedicated to their institution and to our students that we serve. We just have a lot of resources, great, great community partners and community support. So I guess I feel like I have a pretty good gig here. This is a good place to come, and I look forward to trying to get out in front of the parade here and join the work.
And with where ASUBB is geographically located in the state, how does that, or does that serve as an advantage? And if it does, how?
I think it does serve an advantage. This is a growing area of our state. You know, good transportation, roads, and those sorts of things. So getting from one campus to the other, even if a student wanted to take classes on you know, a few classes, technical classes perhaps on our Searcy campus, but also wanted to come be involved in theater on the BB campus, that's possible because of the proximity. The variety of facilities, you know, each campus has a little bit of a different focus. Our Searcy campus has just wonderful career and technical education programs, and they offer general education as well. But and we do a lot of workforce training there. We do a great deal of workforce training on our Searcy campus, have regional career centers so that high school students can access. So the variety and richness of our programming and our facilities across campus is a huge advantage, and all of it's accessible.
Dr. Jennifer Methvin is joining us here on A-State Connections on KASU. She's a chancellor of ASUBB. You were talking about how you have such a passion for community colleges. What has sparked that passion, and why do you have such a love for community college?
Well, I think I just got lucky. When I went to college, I knew I wanted to teach, and I got certified to teach English in the K-12 system did my student teaching, but always had my eye on the college classroom. But I didn't quite understand at that point, you know, all the different pathways that would be available. And so I lucked into really getting out of graduate school at a time in our state, in the state of Arkansas, when we were creating a community college system, really. So we had many vocational schools that were making the conversion, and I mentioned Newport, that was one, making the conversion to a comprehensive community college. And I just got lucky. and stumbled into here to ASUBB and fell in love with the students in the community college classroom and that mission of teaching and serving communities, and was just fortunate that then Dr. Eugene McKay and Dr. Couch wanted me to go to the Newport campus and gave me a full-time job teaching. So it's that comprehensive mission, I think, that is so attractive to me. Certainly, we're serving freshmen and sophomore in general education courses. We're offering career and technical education programming at the college level, you know, but we also do a great deal of non-credit workforce training. We try to do youth programming. We have a very large and successful Upward Bound program for area high school students. We have technical career centers for high school students. That comprehensive part of being a positive influence on the local economy, I think that's what it is. I think that's what it is in the students.
You've had a lot of experience in seeing the growth of community colleges. I know we talked a little bit about that, but could you expound a little bit more and possibly how that could be applied in the future of ASUBB, please?
Sure. So, again, I think that I have just had a very fortunate career. Those 7 years I spent at Newport, we really were building things from the ground up. So I was fortunate to have colleagues that would work, that worked so well together, and we created, for instance, the first literary magazine there, and I directed the first play that was ever performed at that institution. And then I was fortunate just to gradually, as I advanced my teaching career, I was fortunate to be given responsibilities that helped me grow as an administrator. So my first administrative job was coordinating the dual credit program at University of Arkansas Community College at Batesville, and working with high school counselors and high school faculty to create college credit opportunities for high school students. That was very, very rewarding. And just gradually, as division chair, as chief academic officer, just gradual move up and broadening of my area of responsibilities. It was a great career. I'm very proud of my doctorate and worked very hard to get it. But I think what has served me best in my career are the experiences that I've been able to have. They really have helped me grow, I think, as a leader and as a faculty member.
What do you think about the growth opportunities at ASUBB?
I think they are they're enormous. They are absolutely enormous. I think all community colleges, and I'll be asking my colleagues here at ASUBB particularly, we have to think about the fact that though we are predicted to continue to have decline in enrollment in the community college sector because the economy has gotten better, we have to challenge and buck that assumption. But we may have to think a little differently than we thought in the past. And so I'm constantly challenging my colleagues to think about who in our area would benefit from one of the educational opportunities at ASUBB, and why are we not getting them here, and how can we get them here, and then how can we support them through success? So, for instance, an adult who is working and trying to put food on the table and help children with homework and those sorts of things, it's very difficult for them to access an educational opportunity. So what could we do differently that would make it possible for them to access these opportunities? I think that's our real challenge. And if we'll meet that challenge head on, the sky is the limit, huge potential in our area to serve more and to graduate more.
Dr. Jennifer Methvin joins us, ASUBB Chancellor on A-State Connections. You said that was one of the key challenges that you see. Are there other key challenges that you see as well, and how do you plan to address some of those challenges?
Sure. So I think certainly declining enrollments in community colleges is a challenge, but it's also an opportunity, as I said earlier. And I think continually finding the resources to make sure that that our community colleges can meet all of those demands. You know, that word in the community college, the community word is pretty important, and we have to provide lots of services and should provide lots of services. So sometimes we're the center for arts for our communities, But we're also who a local employer calls on when they have 10 employees who need to advance their Excel skills, and we need to do it, you know, for $500 and do it in 3 hours. Lots of demands on serving the multiple educational needs of our communities. And so resources are sometimes a challenge, and we often have to really think through. We can't possibly be everything to everyone. We want to be, but we can't. And so leveraging our partnerships, leveraging other schools in the system, that's one of the ways that we can make the most of our resources so we can meet all those challenges that are before us. And again, they're not really challenges, they're opportunities.
Now, you started on July 1st, and so I know that part of the job has been to go out and be able to meet other people and go out into the communities. How has that been going so far? I imagine you've been getting a lot of support.
Absolutely. It has been so gratifying. This week, for instance, we did a series of meet and greets in the communities that we serve, and it has just been overwhelming to meet folks in our communities who say, you know, I graduated from ASUBB. I graduated from, the Searcy campus. I graduated. My daughter now has a master's degree and is teaching, and she started right here on the Heber Springs campus. So that's been very gratifying, and just the support, particularly from our civic leaders in business and industry. That support for ASUB is just really huge. And so I've met a lot of folks, got a lot of business cards, a lot of connections, and it's been a really fun week in that way.
What are your goals as new chancellor of ASUBB for this year?
Well, you know, it's really easy to come into an institution and think you have all the answers, and so I try to keep myself from being that person. I think it's incumbent upon any leader who is coming to an organization, new to an organization, to spend a great deal of time listening, communicating, learning about the institution and how things work. And so that is definitely one of my priorities. As faculty come back and we get to see the start of a fall semester, you know, making my way around every function of the college and getting to know ASUBB is priority number one. We also, in May, the ASU Board of Trustees approved our new strategic plan. And so we have a new strategic plan to launch. And so that will take a great deal of our focus. And it's a strategic plan that's focused very much on attracting, serving, retaining, and graduating more students in our area. And serving more and serving better is always a pretty good mission. It's a strategic plan that's focused on us being very connected to our community partners and how we can leverage their resources and they can leverage ours to make the communities that we serve better places to live. So I'm very, very excited about having a strategic plan that will focus us all on stepping forward together in ways to advance our institution.
And what are the advantages to having ASUBB as part of the ASU system overall?
There are many. There are many. So anyone who's looked at my resume knows that I have worked in various college structures. And so previously, as I said, at Crowder College, all of the two-year colleges in the state of Missouri are independent and answer to an elected board of trustees, so they're not in a system. And I have worked in both the ASU system and the University of Arkansas system, and there are just so many advantages. You know, a system gives you a set of colleagues to draw upon, and that's always a helpful thing. So my fellow chancellors in the ASU system and I, we communicate almost daily, and we share ideas and help one another, and that is such a great advantage. And then the system, you know, gets to centralize a lot of the heavy lifting services. And so, for instance, our foundation president, Philip Jackson, is on our campus today, on the BB campus today, and having that centralized function of foundation and legal services and communication services and financial services. Those are very, very helpful things because we can all be smarter together. Quite frankly, it's pretty efficient if you look at it from the business side of the model. Lends a great deal of efficiency.
Dr. Methvin, I appreciate you joining us on A-State Connections. Before I let you run, anything else you'd like to add, please?
Well, I just I'm so excited to be back in the state of Arkansas. This is my home. I think I shocked everybody for leaving 4 years, and really, really enjoyed my time at Crowder College. It's a great institution, but I'm very, very gratified to be home and so optimistic about the future of this institution and about the future of the system. When you think about the growth of A-State itself, and the Arkansas State University system over the last decade, it's pretty exciting, and I'm so pleased and honored to be here.
And that's Dr. Jennifer Methvin, the new chancellor at ASUBB. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.